It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. And Dave, we just received a note from the Associated Press that President Bush has accepted the resignation of Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns. He's expected to run for the U.S. Senate from Nebraska. So that's a late-breaking story.
Yes, we were aware that that might indeed be the case today. We heard Mike Johanns had actually told close friends as well as supporters of his intentions on Tuesday night in a series of phone calls. So I guess we'll be looking for a new USDA agricultural secretary and let the debate begin on that on a lame duck presidency. Meanwhile, let's go ahead and look at what USDA had to say about export sales this morning. For the week ending September 13th, the numbers look like this in millions of bushels. For wheat this year, 52.9. Next year, 5.9. Corn this year, 80.0. And soybeans this year, 18.9. Early calls for Midwest cash hog prices today are mostly steady to weaker. Terminals called steady with top prices from $39 to $43.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, September 19th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,677. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50 to $65. The weighted average, $60.53, a gain of $1.23 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.02 to $51, and the weighted average was $48.21. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,623. The base price range was $50 to $67.25. The weighted average was $63.93, a gain of 4 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.39 to $51.40, and the weighted average was $48.26. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. I'm just looking at some data in from Steve Hilberg, the Water Survey, who also collects what we call COCORAS observations. These are volunteer observers of rainfall throughout Illinois and the country, and he's the coordinator for the state of Illinois, and got a report in from near Philo last night, in Philo, of just over a half an inch of rain, and Willard Airport picked up 15 hundredths of an inch of rain last evening. So while many places got zero, some of those pop-up showers did indeed occur. So there were a few fields that got a little wet, and I don't anticipate the delays from that will be very great, especially since the showers came right around sunset time, and that means that there's all night for the fields to start to dry out, although drying rates are slow at night. So there may be a few fields in southern Champaign County that are a little wet this morning, but overall, not much rain in the area, and we'll be back to full operations here across the two-state area again today as far as harvesting and field work is concerned, and it looks like the favorable weather for field work is going to continue not only today but tomorrow and through the weekend. Then we start to get into a situation where there may be some delays due to some showers and thunderstorms coming up this way. We are going to have some moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico early next week. There's a lot of moisture lurking right now in the Gulf around Florida, as there's a disturbed area of weather there. So some of that will be coming up this way. So favorable weather for maturation and harvesting through the weekend, and then it becomes a little more iffy. It looks like some rain early next week, but then I think some drier weather will follow. So we're not going to just suddenly change to a very wet weather pattern. We'll just have a couple of days where rain will be a possibility. As far as temperatures go, unseasonably warm today through the weekend, and then temperatures return to more seasonable levels toward the middle of next week, but we don't see any really cold weather showing up on the maps just yet. Yesterday, The midday models indicated that we may have a more significant cold front come through around October 1st to 2nd. Today, those long-range models are backing off on that a little bit. Obviously, the odds of temperatures turning colder are great because we're running unseasonably warm, and we're at that point heading toward October. But I don't see any big weather problems coming up just yet. It looks like we'll generally have a zonal flow in the upper atmosphere, a west-to-east flow. So temperatures remaining generally mild. We'll just probably not be unseasonably warm as we are now, but we're not going to turn to the cold side of average either anytime soon. So in general, the conditions are looking favorable for field work. Now, in the Delta and Southeast, next couple of days still look decent, but we do have all that moisture lurking just to the south of there. So some of the southern areas may start to pick up some showers over the next couple of days. And by the time we get to Sunday, it appears that there's a better chance of some rain pushing up into Louisiana and Mississippi. But much of the weekend, I think, is going to be dry for many of the production areas of the Delta and Southeast. But that's one area where we have a few questions. In the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, we're looking at decent seeding weather continuing. It appears temperatures are going to be warmer than average. It will be a bit on the windy side out there. All in all, fields should be dry enough for the planting of the winter wheat crop. It does look like a cold front is going to start to push through that area early next week. And with that, there could be some scattered showers and thunderstorms. And as is often the case, the odds of rain are a little better in the eastern half of the hard red winter wheat belt than the western half. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programs are made possible with support from Cargill, featuring ProPricing Grain Contracts, a marketing program providing a variety of contracts designed to fit a farmer's performance goals and risk tolerance. Information on the web at CargillProPricing.com.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 828.5 unchanged. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 845.5 up a half. The last trade there up 5.25. The December wheat in Kansas City, the last trade was up 5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December corn opened at 357.5, down 3/4. Last trade up 5.75. November beans, 969, down 2. Last trade up 9. October soybean meal, 267, up 10. Last trade up $5. October soybean oil, 39.33, up 5. Last trade up 2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Anytime you have an 8 for a first number in an export sales report, it has my attention, especially when it's in double digits like corn.
Oh, wow. I mean, we thought we've seen some pretty good weeks, but this week coming at 80 million bushels is almost double what we saw a week ago. I mean, that's just so outstanding. We have seen some good exporter support in this market, but I don't think anybody thought that we would be up that high. We overnight trade, we took out that 360 resistance in beast corn. We're going to be higher this morning. I would imagine that we'll be 2 to 3 cents higher. Funds are buying, and I think we'll just see some pretty decent support come in here now.
The wheat number pretty good, although you had ideas that floor traders knew that the wheat number was going to be pretty strong yesterday afternoon and couldn't rally the wheat.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk on this wheat. There was an awful lot of talk yesterday that we were seeing unwinding of spreads, and we probably are seeing some of that in the December. But there's still some good fundamentals on this wheat market, and the exporters are still buying. Countries are worried about supplies, and so they'll book ahead. We'll be 2 to 5 higher this morning on the wheat.
And soybeans?
The bean market, if anybody had export bookings that was dull, it was beans, and it still wasn't all that dull coming in, just shy of 19 million bushel. Dryness in South America is starting to catch some attention. I think we're seeing a market that's looking for storage. We'll be anywhere between 5 and 8 higher in the beans this morning.
Over on the Merc today.
The mercantile is going to be a mixed bag. We're talking, Tyson's and Cargill say they're going to cut back kills. That's kind of put a little damper on this cattle market. The hogs, retailers just rule that market in up 10 to down 40.
Ellen, you have a great day today. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, she is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call, area code 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.